Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What up, everybody? It's a rainy Tuesday morning in the District of Columbia. This is B. Mitch and Finley. Got a packed show coming your way. Barstool Nate will join the program at 11. Pete Haley will join for 20 questions at high noon. 12:45, we're going to check in with our attorney, Mr. Yuri Itkin, and try to figure out what exactly this major Supreme Court ruling means for college football, college basketball, and college sports going forward.
It means it's crap is what it means. It means that the NCAA and all the people that want to stick to that same model are full of crap.
Completely. Completely. I just wonder what the new model looks like and how equitable that can be. Because I think once you start paying people, I think the big schools have an even bigger advantage than they did before when they were pretending not to pay people.
They can't pay everybody. And you know, you watch it in the AAU circuit right now. The top players don't all play on the same team because the top players don't like sharing the spotlight. Just like you see, it'll be a ton of people sitting there saying, well, I got to play to make money. You got me on a bit. I'm going to another school.
That's an interesting point. Yeah. I hadn't thought of that. Like, do you want to go to Alabama and compete when you could go start at Missouri?
You can get. And if you're starting and you go to Missouri as a top guy and make that program better, you might get even more. Because I would say this. I went to the University of Southwestern Louisiana. Well, University of Louisiana Lafayette now. I would love to compare that oil money and seafood and sugarcane and all that money down there to any other place in the world. Because it doesn't necessarily mean the school, how big it is. It's the people around you. What do they have?
Sure. Certainly. I think, if it was all about money, Harvard would have all the best athletes, right? Like, they have the most money of any college.
But see, the athletes are going to look at this as well. Okay, I go to this school. Yes, it's the biggest school, but am I going to get playing time? Because when you look at it right now, Alabama doesn't get all the athletes. Clemson gets a lot. Ohio State gets a lot. Florida, LSU, all these other schools get a lot of them too. That's going to continue.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I think that – I don't know that it'll look that different, and I don't know
– The only difference is going to be is the people that's generating all the income for everybody else will be able to generate some income for themselves, point blank.
I agree with that, but I think – I don't know how it all works with Title IX, honestly, because Title IX constitutionally requires that everyone, I think, gets the same amount of stuff, right? But if it's a name, image, likeness.
But what other business in the world does that model work? Because we were talking about this before we started. In any business that you are, if you are the best at something, you are entitled to make more than everybody else. So I'm the starting quarterback of a major college, and I'm supposed to get the same thing as the 100th guy on the team that doesn't ever touch the field at all? It doesn't work like that. Whenever I'm the top, I can generate a little more, I should be able to get a little more.
Totally agree. My question is not the right or wrong. Clearly, the old system's wrong. People are just cashing in on unpaid labor.
Yeah.
Like, that is wrong. I just don't know what happens next. I think those are separate issues, right?
I think we have to correct the thing that's been a problem a long time before we be concerned about all that other stuff. Because I think ultimately you're going to have to put limitations on certain things, and you got to put some rules in place. But still, I've watched coaches, even the professors, the schools, and everybody get filthy rich off of the backs of athletes over and over and over again. And there are a lot of people out there who just think, oh, they shouldn't be doing – No. If I am a student and I go to any college and I end up being the top student at that school, I can generate income any way I want to generate it. Why should it be different just because I'm an athlete? You know, everybody, the money that you get, the little stipends that you get may not be enough for you. It may be enough for me or somebody else, but it may not be enough for the other person. Why shouldn't he be able to work if he has the time to do it?
I would even say beyond that, regardless if it's enough or not, maximize.
Yeah.
Get as much as you can. And I very much believe that. It's to me, the easy part is to be morally indignant, right? Like, oh my gosh, how could you do this? This is such a – it is a scam. Like, you've been running a scam for a very long time.
That's how it's been for the longest. Every time this topic comes up, and every time it has come up, there are always people who are worried about all the things that could go wrong instead of fix the damn problem. The problem has always been you're getting rich and using these kids to get whatever you want. That's the problem. Instead of fixing that, everybody worries about, well, what if this, what if that? That's not the situation right now. There's a change. Let's fix the problem first, and then we could get into all that other stuff.
But I agree with that also. My point is just saying that it's corrupt and that Mark Emmert is basically a plutocrat. Like, yeah, I mean, he's just – I mean, tell me the difference between him and some of these, like, Russian oligarchs that just take what they want. But – I agree with all that. Like I recognize the problem, and the first step is, legally anyway, saying there's a problem,
see,
right?
Yeah, once you legally put that in place to where you can't do these kids like that, now we can start dealing with the other stuff then, but that problem has stood. Listen, when I was in college, they talked about this.
I was like, what?
Yeah, I left college
1970?
Over 30 years ago, and we are still at the same position because there are so many people out there who feels, you know, all of those stuff, like with the Olympics, we were making so much money off of these supposed amateur athletes.
Sure.
Okay? But we were generating a lot of income off of them. Now they can get some of this money, too. Because that BS of amateur athlete, get rid of that. No, if you're going to make all this money off of somebody, they should be getting some of it, too.
I totally agree. I think for 3 or 4% of college athletes, this is going to be a real boom. I think they're gonna get some serious cash. But I think, and then maybe there's another middle class, right? Maybe there's 15-20% of college athletes that will get more than they would have.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for the remainder, for like a dude, the backup tight end playing D2 football, which the NCAA is in charge of, that guy's not going to make any money, I don't know that it won't hurt his ability to get a scholarship.
But think about this. He may not make the same money as a starting tight end, but he'll make more than he's making right now. Okay? And I think that's the ultimate thing.
I don't know that that's true. So here's my scenario, right?
Right
so,
now, he can't make any.
I agree. But what if, because those schools have to start, say it's a college, I'm trying to think of an example, right? Like
I'm just here. This is where I go.
But if they want to be good at basketball, they're going to start spending the money on basketball on players, and they're like, you know what? We got to get rid of football to comply with Title IX.
But I think a lot of people always come in and do this. Just like, let's say J.P. Finley with the Barons, and you're the top guy in this area, and you happen to go to the colleges in your local area. You are a hero in your town. Small school, small town. Somebody remembers you in high school, too, and you can generate it from that point. Just like the big guy may come from another school and generate some.
That's true.
But at this point, they can't make anything. At least they have the wherewithal to be able to try in the new way of talking about it. But I've seen guys grow up in their hometown where the college is, and they are fantastic in that town. And then they go to that university, and they get as much love as the top players on the squad. So still you get an opportunity. But right now, you're told you can't.
I guess the key to me is that they're making this money kind of on the side, that it's some other entity paying them. If the school starts having to pay, that's where I think it gets complicated.
But see, that's what I'm saying. It's not about the school.
Yeah.
This is about that kid taking his name and likeness, name, image, likeness, and going out and generating income off of it. That's whoever they are. So this is not the school having to do anything. But let's be real here, okay? You're talking as if the schools don't already use certain people to generate.
Totally.
The school, damn sure it wasn't going to ask the last guy on the bench to come to this alumni event.
Right.
They're going to ask the quarterback. Like, I used the example of Johnny Manziel. When they had 9 people sitting with him at $20,000 per head.
Well, how about when I was in college, Lamont Jordan was a stud running back.
Yeah.
He was like I'm trying to think what the running back award is. Top running back in the country. Not the Heisman, but you know how they have I want to say it's like Doak Walker or something, but I could be wrong on that. But he was a big deal, national, and they were selling 15 jerseys at Student Union. And there was a Nike logo on there, and lots of people bought them. And Lamont didn't get a dime off that.
Yeah.
So I agree with all that. I just think, now Lamont, if he could have gotten a deal with College Park Honda, and they give him a dope car for free and he does commercials, makes total sense. What happens at the University of Maryland when they sell those Lamont jerseys? Does Lamont get paid off that? What about the offensive line? What about everybody else?
I asked you the question.
You know, I'm not saying right or wrong. I'm just saying it's a Pandora's box coming.
And the answer is yes. They all should get something off of it because they are the ones wearing it and making the number. Okay, if you're wearing number 34 – and I'm wearing number 33, and both of them are for sale, and let's say 150,000 34 jerseys are sold, and 10,000 number 33 jerseys are sold. That should be some percentage that I get per jersey.
Sure.
You may end up getting more money. Why? Because you probably did more on the football field. And I think that's just like right now in the NFL. How many offensive lineman jerseys are getting sold?
Not a lot.
And they get a percentage of that sold. But they're not comparing to when Deion was running around and when Tom Brady does his thing and when Patrick Mahomes, they generate more. It's no difference. None whatsoever.
We didn't even ask for calls, but we're getting them. Let's go to Michael in Arlington on the Gambit DC listener lines. Mike, what's up, man?
Hey, they've been profiting off these poor kids for years. And I don't know how they've gotten away with it. Because, I mean, a student-athlete schedule in college, I literally don't know how they do it. So as long as they're getting paid, I'm fine. But I think they should get, like you said, the jersey sales, and I think they should get profit sharing. So the NCAA makes billions of dollars every year. You look at March Madness, you know, they say, oh, they're you know, what do they say, student athletes, and they say they're amateurs. Well, give up your amateur deal with Coca-Cola, and we'll talk.
Right.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, I just think that they, like, you talk about, you know, if you're getting more watches and you're getting more eyes, you definitely do deserve more money, right? It's an entertainment.
I mean, right now you can argue they deserve some, not even more.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Mike. Appreciate you, man. So I just saw this, and we're going to clarify some of this stuff when we talk about it a little later with our lawyer. But so the Supreme Court ruling is benefits provided by the institution, by the college.
Right.
The name, image, likeness stuff, the NIL, I believe that is currently being done on a state level. And some states have approved it, and some states haven't. And I think that's going to be a huge – like, you're telling me if you're a college recruit, you're a stud linebacker, and you're from the border of Georgia and Tennessee, and you can go make money on your NIL in Georgia, but you can't in Tennessee, that's not going to impact where you go to college?
Yeah, but
I think it'd be crazy if it
but
didn't.
But basically what you're telling me is they have a right to choose where they want to go.
Certainly.
They? And
certainly.
I think that is what they should have always had. And even the university. When I played at the University of Southwestern Louisiana, whenever there was any type of things put out by the school, guess who the hell happened to be on all of this stuff?
I can guess.
Okay? So if I'm on,
was he wearing number one?
Yeah. So why are you? So if you're using me to benefit you, and I think that happens in a lot of places. So should the school have to pay those people? Yes. Hell, let's be honest now. The school do treat certain people differently. They invite me and the other quarterbacks and the top players to certain events that they don't invite the whole team to.
Sure.
You know, so, I mean, it's listen, everything we're discussing is already implemented in almost every business in this world. But when you look at athletics, you want to change it. And to be honest with you, it's only football and basketball that are really scrutinized.
Well, and that's why I keep bringing up Title IX, because Title IX is a federal law, right? That is, I believe, stipulates that whatever you do for the men's programs, you have to do for the women's programs. But, like, you're telling me Zion Williamson, when he was at Duke, the money he was bringing in for that school has to be equally shared with the field hockey team and the softball team?
The Title IX.
And I just don't know how you reconcile all that.
Well, it was put in place to make sure that, you know what, we don't just dismiss and don't give any love over here to these other sports. But let's be real. A lot of those sports only benefit and only are in places because the other sports makes money for them to keep
around. Totally. I mean, I remember being at Maryland. The football team got good, and the basketball team won a national championship. And they built a new basketball arena, but they also built a new softball stadium, new field hockey stadium, and they were able to use that money to make everything better.
They built some academic buildings, too, off of the sports stuff. Just like half of Penn State was built off of their football program. But you have professors up there want to talk bad about the athletes. Well, damn it, your money is probably coming from some of this. Because they don't always just use it for the football program. They are spreading it around because guess what? They are the ones that's generating it. Same thing with, what was it, Rutgers? When Shiano went up there and they won, over $2 billion worth of stuff was donated. Why? Because of the program, football program, because they were doing well. And that professor up there was getting pissed off because they were giving athlete scholarship. They should have fired him that day. You shut up.
The best answer ever. Remember Jim Calhoun when he was getting – he was getting dogged by the Connecticut media about his salary. And some reporter was like, sir, you're the highest paid employee in the state. Would you consider giving any money back? And he's like, not a dime. And I think the guy said, he's like, your salary is $1.5 million. He's like, no, it's more than $2
million. Go up.
Such a hard-ass answer. Cody Betts, as the most recent college athlete here, were you guys NCAA or was it a?
It was NCAA Division II.
Division II. How would this impact you? You think?
I don't know. I don't know how Division II would get paid because we don't really make any money because we didn't even sell tickets to games. You just showed up.
So here's my thing: would you worry? And you've obviously graduated from whatever West Liberty College, whatever it was. I can never keep them straight. You have a lot of you rep a lot of baseball teams. What was it?
West Liberty University.
Okay, so I had it right.
Yeah.
Now you're at college. It's university.
If the NCAA has to start paying West Virginia and Pitt and all the schools in that area, what happens to baseball at West Liberty?
I don't know if anything changes. Does a D1 impact D2 or D3?
How involved is the NCAA in the program?
Not at all.
Just setting up the playoffs and stuff?
If that. I think that's more of a conference.
But think
type
about
of thing.
It, though. You have only a certain amount of scholarships you can get. And walk-ons, too. So it's not like all of a sudden they're going to start having 500 baseball players at West Virginia.
Right.
They ultimately, athletes want to play. And if I can't get to this school or that school, I'm going to go to the school that's going to allow me a chance to actually play. Because one thing I know about the pros, they will find you wherever the hell you are if you can perform.
They sure will. They sure will.
This was me in Plaquemine, Louisiana. Give me a break.
This is a fun – and that was in 1989.
Yeah, when they were riding cars in the backwoods, right. not doing no damn Zoom or FaceTime me.
This has been an interesting conversation that I wasn't exactly prepared for, but I think we all learned something there. When we return, we talked to Fred Smoot yesterday at the B-Mitch Celebrity Golf Tournament, and we had a lot going on out there. I want to revisit some of Fred's comments about our guy, Taylor Heinicke. Next, 106.7 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
B. Mitch and Finley back, 106.7 The Fan. Had a really good day yesterday out at Westfields Golf Club in Clifton. A little warm out there, but how'd you end up in the golf tournament?
16 under.
Wow, who did that win it?
Nah, we were tied for third, and I think we ended up getting fourth with the little whatever.
People be cheating in best balls, man.
Yeah. When they came around asking.
So who won, 20?
I think they were right at 20, but like you know, I look at the guys, and the one guy hit the ball so damn far. I know I absolutely murdered my drive, and he had me by like another 10 to 15 yards. So, and I'm sure if their handicap was anywhere in double digits, it wasn't the truth. But you know,
they were adjusted for handicaps in a best ball.
Yeah, you get everybody's handicap, and it's the way that they do it.
Oh wow!
But if everybody tell you the real handicap,
that is.
But I just say ultimately, you know. The miracle of Hudson and also Gray Bridge, they won.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what matters.
So I got
raising the moolah.
I enjoyed being out there. I got golf matches Wednesday and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Big Ooh. Big couple days coming
so
up.
So if we were to follow that, can Cody Lanfield and I wager on you staying below 400 in those 4 days?
Oof.
Over
so.
Under?
Thursday, they're legit matches, though. Like, it's not stroke play. It's if you win a hole, you pick up and go. Like, it's a member match play tournament. You know what I mean? But if you wanted to set a four-day total for me, one day is 27 holes. So it's 18, 18, 27 is how much. So that'd be, what, 54? 36 and 27 is how much? 61?
63, bro.
63. I don't know. Cody didn't know either.
I'll just say this.
63 holes of golf.
But see, since you
go and it's open bar the whole time.
Since you have the ability to pick up, we don't think we can make it a bet that we will be comfortable with.
That's what I'm saying. Like, but it's not like the idea isn't for me to finish a hole if I'm out of the hole. It's to
so
keep
you
it
have
moving.
A partner.
Yeah, it's all partners.
Any of these days where you're gonna play your whole.
So
Wednesday, what do you do?
Wednesday's match is this thing called the Senate Cup that my boy Scott Doyle set up. That is like a all summer long brackets, right?
Uh-huh.
And in that one, my partner is my buddy from college, Sam Weaver,
who's
like,
really play.
He's like a plus two.
So you be picking up a lot.
I don't think there. If I can win like two holes, if I'm like popping and get a par on a par five, I think that's all he's counting on me for.
Okay.
And then
I'm just trying to find a way to keep your score, which I don't think unless we follow
like Friday,
you.
Saturday. But hold on, like Saturday. Is alternate shot.
Yeah,
like
right.
So it's not something I can keep
don't
a score
worry about
for
it,
you
don't
on.
Worry about it.
There's plenty of rounds. The next time I'm playing a few days in a row, you can set an over-under. And
no, I would just like to be there with you.
Well, I think we're doing that Monday, perhaps.
Okay.
We'll figure all that out.
Yeah.
Anyway, something happened yesterday at the golf tournament that I think needs to be revisited. Fred Smoot was out there. We sat down and talked to Fred. And I love Fred.
Can't
like
play
he,
a lick of golf.
He's our friend, but he's also prone to bombastic commentary, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And we got talking about the quarterback situation in Washington. And we have got to hear from Fred on the Fitzpatrick-Taylor Heinicke situation.
And the one thing Darryl Green told me early in my career, if you don't ever want to lose your job, don't let your backup play. I asked him, how the hell you store for 20 years? He's like, the backup never played. Right? No matter how hurt I am, did you see me run with my ribs?
Yeah.
He's like, the backup was sitting on the sideline while I was doing it. So that's the key. But Fitzmagic is going to let him wiggle through that window, and he's going to let Heinicke start one of these games. And put it like this. I told you, I feel that Kurt Warner, kind of nostalgia. If he gets in and win two games, they're not taking him out.
One more time, Lamville.
And the one thing Darryl Green told me early in my career, if you don't ever want to lose your job, don't let your backup play.
Mm.
I asked him, how the hell you store for 20 years? He's like, the backup never plays. Right? No matter how hurt I am, did you see me run with my ribs?
Yeah.
He's like, the backup was sitting on the sideline while I was doing it. So that's the key. But Fitzmagic is going to let him wiggle through that window, and he's going to let Heinicke start one of these games. And put it like this. I told you, I feel that Kurt Warner, kind of nostalgia. If he gets in and win two games, they're not taking him out.
Mm. So there's a lot there I agree with.
It's very similar to what I told to you a long time ago. I said, my dad told me, if they never do your job, they can't take your job.
So I agree with that. And we've talked about it. I agree that I think we'll probably see all three quarterbacks start for the Washington football team. Honestly, I mean, Fitzpatrick hasn't started 16 games in, I want to say, 5 years. His last 16-game season came in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he played in 15 games 2 years ago in Miami, but it's been a lot. He's been pulled, and whether or not that's because of poor play, which I wouldn't say in the last two seasons in Miami that's been the case.
Well, last year they were going to get to it.
They just wanted two on the field. The year before, they wanted to see Josh Rosen. In Tampa, he kind of had a similar thing with Jameis Winston going on. This year, it's his field to stay on. But 17-game schedule, the odds suggest that he won't make it through the whole way.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with Fred there that there's a chance Heinicke gets on the field. And I agree with Fred that there's a chance when Heinicke gets on the field, he looks pretty good. I think Heinicke really knows Scott Turner's offense. And he plays intuitive football at the quarterback position. Ball comes out early. He's got something to him. He really does. Mm-hmm. But I don't know about a Kurt Warner comp.
I think my true assessment when I hear people having these discussions.
And ironically, today is Kurt Warner's birthday.
Happy birthday, Kurt. My assessment is that we have been looking for a quarterback, consistent and legitimate quarterback for so long that every time one shows us a little bit, we go overboard with our comments and reactions in this town. I just think back to the last 3 to 4 years. What was the dude that came and had played for like 25 teams? the brother who came in had a game, and everybody was losing their mind.
McCowns?
No. What was his name?
Was it Josh Johnson?
Johnson.
Oh.
Who learned his teammates' names by playing Xbox?
Did you hear some of the comments that people started to say about him? And I say this. There were moments in the Tampa game where Heinicke looked unbelievable. But then there were moments where he was looking exactly why he wasn't the starter in the NFL. And I think ultimately, Fred will go out and make those comments, and I'll tell him all the time, hey, man, pump the brakes a little bit. I need to see it, okay? And I also know next year when Heinicke goes back on the football field, there are not going to be teams that's trying to figure out who he is. They're going to know some stuff about him because he gave him that one game. So they know what he likes to do. They go set up differently for him. But I think when we look at this whole thing right now, I would ask the question to anybody out there, do you think you have the starter in 2022, possibly 2023, on the football team right now? So if you can say yes to that question, then I'm willing to hear the story you're going to tell me as to why you think it's going to be Fitzpatrick or Heinicke or Allen. But I don't know if most people believe that that's going to be the guy.
That the long-term guy, the long-term answer?
So the thing, I know when we, look, we are, we have been deprived.
Deprived.
Of that.
We're like stallion with the ladies when it comes to quarterback play.
Like, I do this here. Well, I remember I used to always ask, like, you know, I go into a club and I took all these psychology classes. So I want to see what happens. I have watched guys order a drink, touch the glass, never sip, but it's instantly they start acting differently. Have you ever seen that happen before?
Yeah.
So they haven't even drank the drink, so they can't blame it on the drink. So I think that is what's happening with us in this town right now. As soon as we see one, we just ordered that drink and we touch that glass, and we are already assuming that this drink is going to make us feel a certain way. I think you got to drink that drink first.
I think there are really three outcomes for Taylor Heinicke. And I believe only two of them are legitimate options. I want to explain that. I want to get to the phones. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Fred Smoot. This is a dude that played in the NFL for a decade. He knows what he's talking about. He's got a lot of interceptions off a lot of good quarterbacks. Says he has Kurt Warner vibes off of Taylor Heinicke. Everybody knows Kurt Warner's story. Was stocking groceries, then made it into the NFL, then made it to the Hall of Fame, won a Super Bowl, went to two more, has a really, really interesting career, threw a lot of interceptions for a quarterback that went to the Hall of Fame. But, man, you can't deny Kurt Warner's impact on football. That seems like
a stretch.
It seems like a stretch to me. Now, if you're telling me Heinicke could become a guy like maybe Jeff Garcia or even Tony Romo, that I could see, kind of undrafted guys that emerge and get a gig. I want to break down, though, and Brian, I want to ask you to do the same thing. What do you think the future is for Taylor Heinicke? One track is he becomes a legit NFL starter. He is the Washington football team starter. They finally get an answer. He's a career backup, or he's out of the league. What happens in 3 years? I'm going to answer that. Brian's going to answer that. And you can answer that on the phones. 800-636-1067. Next, right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Beamich and Finley and the phone lines are going nuts. Taylor Heinicke is Kurt Warner? Question mark. Good take from Fred Smoot, though. Let's go right to the phones. Let's go to our guy, Eddie, in Centerville on the Gambit DC listener lines. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC, brought to you by the DC Lottery. Eddie, what's up, dude? You're on with B. Mitchell Finley.
Good morning, guys.
What's up, man?
Yeah, so this Taylor Heinicke comparison has been going crazy for the last couple of days and weeks, really, or maybe even months since last playoff game. No, Kurt Warner and Tony Romo, they had a crucial offense, first and foremost. One had Terrell Owens, another one had the greatest show on turf. So they had a great supporting system to begin with that allowed them to have 300 yards a game, and one won a Super Bowl, and the other one led them to, I think, one or maybe two playoff games, right, in Tony Romo. So to comparing Taylor Heinicke, who has been – I don't know if he's even had a 300-yard game in the NFL. He's only had like 1.5 starts in the NFL. So why are you comparing someone on what, on potential? Like, he's closer to Matt Flynn than he is to Kurt Warner. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's someone that I think – plus, he beats you with his legs. So Kurt Warner – Vermeil saw Kurt Warner and saw his arm strength, saw what he could do with the arm, with his ball placement, with his accuracy. Same thing with Romo. When Bill Parcells saw Romo, he saw something in Romo. I'm trying to figure out what Rivera sees in Taylor. I mean, I'm going to be down there July 28th, 29th, when they give the training camp opening up in Richmond. I want to see firsthand what are they seeing in this dude that makes them think that it's an open competition. Now, he said it's an open competition for a reason. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Well, Eddie, I tell you what. They saw what everybody saw in that playoff game. I'm not saying you should name him the starter. I'm not saying he's Kurt Warner. But people watched that playoff game. He delivered a good performance. I think they saw that. It's not enough to do anything more than to bring him back in his current role. But, I mean, people saw that. Let's go to Jaime in Manassas. Jaime, what's up, man? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Heinicke?
Hey, I think what Heinicke did in that playoff game against Tampa Bay is going to buy him at least 3 years in the NFL. I don't know what capacity. I think the percentage of being the starter or being a career backup are like 70 to 30. I think 30% he might be the starter for the Washington football team. 70% he would be a backup. But I think that performance, that it was lights out, bought him at least 3 years in the NFL.
All right. Thank you, Jaime. Appreciate you, buddy.
I don't know if he bought him 3 years. I'll say this, okay? The thing that Taylor Heinicke has to be careful of is every time he started, he's been injured. And I think that's going to decide whether he's going to have a chance to be a career backup or be out the league.
I'm with you.
If he gets hurt again, all of a sudden they're going to stop giving him those opportunities.
And keep in mind, he just got hurt in a walkthrough.
Yeah.
I think if there's three avenues, starter, career backup, out of the league 2 years from now, I would put 15, 20 chips on legit starter. I think Heinicke has something to him. I really do. Mm-hmm. And maybe he needs a year of learning behind Fitz, and we'll see what happens this year. But I really think he does. But I think the injury concern is so real and so documented that I just don't see him as a Chase Daniel type that just grinds out Colt McCoy, 13 years. Let's get one more call in here. Let's go to our guy, Mitch. All right, Mitch, I have a bet with the producers. The producers said that we shouldn't put you on the phone. I said, of course we should. Mitch is our guy. He listens all the time. So make me right, dude. What's up? Mitch, are you there?
Did you hit the button?
Hold on, Cody. Are you sure he's on the air? Speak. Let him hear you.
Yeah, he was on the air. It said live right there.
Mitch, are you there?
Oh, you deserve this so much. I've tried telling you so many times.
The people that call and listen all the time, I like to let them on the program. But clearly, Mitch is not ready right now.
I think he might be one of those people that calls all the time but doesn't actually listen. The people, like when Cody answers the phone, they're like, "Hey, what are the guys talking about right now?" Oh, yeah, I can talk about that. Put me on hold. He's one of those guys. I've been telling you for weeks, please don't put this guy on the air. And you just made a fool of yourself.
I don't think I made a fool of myself. I think if this reflects poorly on anyone, it's Mitch, not me.
I think it reflects poorly on
you. I mean, he's still on air. Like, I see the button.
Yeah.
Mitch, are you there?
He's got to have himself muted or something, or somebody muted.
Someone somewhere is muted.
Something's going wrong.
I'm going to test another line just to make sure the phones work. Yep, they work.
Oh, man. All right, Mitch. I tried to put you on, pal. I wanted to read. I got a couple of really good tweets about this. Ex-NASA says, "Not sure where this comes from. I wish Heinicke all the best because I love the WFT. However, we saw one game with him. He has been around the NFL for a few years and cut by Riverboat Ron in the past. I'm pretty sure Ron doesn't think he's the next Kurt Warner." And then Society Red says, if he stays healthy, maybe.
Yeah.
This one I think is more accurate. The odds of him even being Tony Romo or Jeff Garcia are pretty minuscule. We always remember the outliers with undrafted or late-round QBs turning into quality starters, but it's a rare occurrence. That is so true. Like, we always will kind of celebrate these crazy underdog stories that actually hit. But what about Nate Sudfeld and Jabril Hamden?
How about in this town? I think most people can think back, and they can think back to their parents. Days, quarterbacks in this town, we always have that little competition with it. You know, we always want like one, hate the other. We always think the next one is a great one. It's like that. But I would say I'd rather jump on a bandwagon, because we get on this bandwagon of people that haven't done anything so many times. How about let them do something before we start showering them with all this?
I agree.
Am I pulling for him? Hell yeah. I went to a small school, too. And I love to see small school people get it.
You were a quarterback at a small school.
I also understand it's not just that damn easy all the time, either.
Certainly. Sweet Jones says, "I keep saying he got hurt in a walkthrough like it was physical. He got elbowed without a helmet on. That's a freak accident." That's kind of my point.
Yeah, freak accidents happen all the time in football. I don't think anybody that plant their foot and then their knee blow out expected to blow their knee out.
Right.
You know, and what we always say, non-contact injuries are always the worst.
Good.
That's a freak accident, too, isn't it?
I like this, and this is kind of where I am, and I believe he deserves some level of a chance. This is from Detroit. DET 4366 says, "Just give him a legit chance. I don't know why so many people want to disregard him already. The kid is still young. If it doesn't work out, move on." And I think he'll get that.
I think that's where everybody is.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'm going to say, for me, I'm not just dismissing him, but I'm not going to also crown him because of one game that we lost by 8 points. So we can sit up here and say what we want to say, depending on what side you're on. I've seen many people play great in one game, and then they never get there again.
Next on the program, Barstool Nate will join us. We all went out Friday night. Let's see how much Nate actually remembers.
Do you
right
remember?
Here. I do, because I left early. 106.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.